So Shlishi of Shlach establishes a very clear contrast between the aftermath of the Egel Azav and the aftermath of Chayit HaMeraglim. In the aftermath of the Egel Azav, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's finest hour, as I like to call it, when you know he's offered the keys of the kingdom, and Moshe Rabbeinu uses the Yud Gemal Midos HaRachamim, right? Il Mali Mikra Kasav Yafshar LaOmro. He stands in the breach for the Jewish people. And he uses chosavos, and you know Hashem, is talked off the ledge. You know, obviously that's what Hashem wanted. Haref mimeni v'ash midem, v'asavos chalagoy gadol v'atzu mimenu. And within that particular context, right, Moshe Rabbeinu not only negotiates, you know, as we've discussed at length, for the Jewish people to be saved and for the Jewish people to continue forward on their historic mission towards their destiny in the land of Israel, but Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the mat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashur Shechinas al Yisrael, as the Gemara Brachos points out that he shouldn't be Mashur Shechinas al Umos HaOlam. It's a remarkable moment, and the contrast cannot be more striking with Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, I don't want to say, God forbid, half-hearted tefillah, but the same Moshe and Aaron, Vayipol Moshe avi Aaron al pneihem lifnei kol kahal adas bnei Yisrael, v'yoshua benun v'chalev nifuneh, min hatarim esaretz karu bigdehem, and they're the ones that stand up to fight, you know, the good fight, the losing battle. But Moshe, who had fallen on his face, you know, is not willing to daven the same way for the Jewish people. The Ramban alludes to the fact that it's something that Moshe Rabbeinu contemplated for the rest of his life, even in Sefer Dvarim. Moshe is very conscious of this fact. He never appeals to Zichos Avos. We'll get back to that in just a moment. And even the Yud Gemal Midos HaRachamim, he doesn't use all 13. He only uses 6. And the Ramban has a beautiful essay. I'm not going to go through everything right now. But Hashem Erech Apayim, that's the important one, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed, that it's not a question of MS, because there is no MS here. You can't say, you know, V'chata'a, because it's not accidental, it was clearly intentional. So it's really just, you know, Slachna Lavona Mazek, Godel Chastecha, you know, act in terms of Chesed. And Slicha, the Ramban says, is Hanachas Ha'onesh, don't, you know, make the Chil Hashem of destroying them all at once, but you know, maybe you could kill them off over time. By Yomer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha. The Ramban says, okay, so, you know, Hashem says, I'll give you what you want. Ve'ulam Chayani, Ve'imalech Vod Hashem Es Kol Aretz, Ki'uchon Hashim Asher Ra'u Es Kodib Es Ososai, Asher Samti Mitzrayim Ba'o Midbar, Ve'in Asu Es Yizeh Asher Pemim, Lo Shem Bo Bikolim, Yiru Es Aretz. Asher Nishbati Lavu Sam, V'chol Menatzai Lo Yiruha. So a new paradigm is created. Eretz Yisrael is not for everybody. Eretz Yisrael is for those who want it, essentially, and those who care enough about it to go there, right? And the story is basically one of those who were not interested in being dragged to the land of Israel. It didn't start with the Meraglim. That was the Makeh B'Patish. But first, Ketina Kaboreach Mibesa Sefer, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. Then we have, you know, Lahavdil Ben Puranus of Puranus, Taveira, Kivros Hatava. And finally, we have the Chayit HaMeraglim, and, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was just not able to drag people across the finish line who didn't want to be dragged across the finish line. You know, when it comes to Shevet Levi, when it comes to children, when it comes to the Nashim, when it comes to those who were not involved, so, you know, V'chol Menatzai Lo Yiruha, and these people can certainly go, because they weren't part of that group. So, you know, what I think is really important to key in on here is a continuation of the point that we made yesterday, which is that Kalev, you know, self-conception as a Ben Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, right? So that self-image, that self-perception, which was so foundational to who Kalev was and to who Kalev, you know, wished to be, is exactly what's missing from the Meraglim, right? The Ramban says, you know, Moshe wasn't going to daven in the name of the Avos as he did after the Egel Azav, ki heim mardim ba'avosam. This is a mered, not just against Hashem, as Yoshua and Kalev correctly point out, ach ba'Hashem al timrodu, but against Jewish history as well, against the yearning of the Avos for the, you know, for the land of Israel. Ki nechsof nechsafta levei savicha, Lavan says to Yaakov, right? Yaakov wanted to go back to his father, you know, Vishavti Vishalom, you know, this was the only thing that he asked for, El Beis Aviv, Ayah Hashem Li L'Elokim, and, you know, So it's certainly true of Yaakov. We know that Yitzchak never left the land of Israel. Avram gave up everything for the land of Israel. And whatever mi'ut, shame, and mamon, and banim would come from that halicha baderech, as we know, right? Avram was prepared to, you know, be moser nefesh for Eretz Israel. So these people who have it all, who can march into Israel, you know, with the anane kavod, and with the man, and with the be'er, and, you know, they are mordim, you know, in Eretz Israel. So you can't possibly daven, you know, in the name of the Avos for this group of people. So it's very much a continuation of, you know, Vayalu v'negev, Vayavo ar Chevron, of Kalev identifying as a ben Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, v'avdi Kalev ekev ha'isa ruach ha'cheres imo. He was different than the Meraglim, but essentially he was fidelitous to the path of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, as opposed to these motzi'ei dibas ha'aretz ra'ah, you know, who were prepared to lie and to denigrate the land of Israel, you know, because they were afraid, or because they, you know, thought they could have more power in the Midbar and Mitzrayim, in the Rosh and Hashuva Mitzrayim, was such a terrible thing. So I think part of the contribution of Moshe Rabbeinu by inference, right, he won't daven in the name of the Avos, is that to be a Ben Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov is to have a fealty, you know, to the land of Israel, because that's what they stood for. So, you know, that beautiful pasuk that we have at the end of Tochacha in Sefer Vayikra, is Acharti, is Brisi Yaakov, v'afes Brisi Yitzchak, v'afes Brisi Avraham, is Zkor, v'ha'aretz is Zkor. So, you know, Zchus Avos and, you know, Eretz Yisrael are inextricably linked from each other, one to the other. It's the story of the lives of the Avos and how important, you know, Eretz Yisrael was to them and what it represented for them. Not just the Ramban's idea that they kept the mitzvahs there, that too, and only there. But the sacrifice, as I say, for the land of Israel, and part of our identification as B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov is very much that spirit, is fidelity to the land of Israel, which is always important, and especially important right now. It's Omed Al HaPerek. It's part of our self-identification. It's, you know, a part of our consciousness. It's an existential matter for us in terms of who we are. And this is exactly what was missing from the Raglim. Moshe Rabbeinu simply couldn't daven, you know, B'Shem Ha'avos for these people. And once they were cut off from that, you know, Eitz Chaim, from that living legacy of the Avos, so, you know, their destiny was for the Meraglim themselves, you know, to die in a Magefa Lifnei Hashem, and for everybody else, you know, Arba'im Shana Kut Bedor, V'ata Pnu Lachem Usu Amidbara Derech Yamsof.